We're speaking about mowing the lawn, really coming down to okay. It says we said already that cutting weeds or grass in order to avoid snakes or fires, that's okay. Okay, and l'chatchila you should just try to, what's it called, not necessarily cut them the way you normally cut or whatever, or and not uproot them, and with the evid if you can't, you could do first is resource and then what's it called, cutting them and then uprooting them if that's what's necessary. Okay, now here we're talking for a different reason. You cut the grass for two different purposes. One is because, if not for fires and snakes, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about overgrown things. You cut the grass normally because you want to make it look nice. That is not usur on Shemitah. That doesn't affect the grass, that affects your aesthetic view of the grass. There's another reason for cutting the grass, because when you cut it, it makes it grow better. The same thing goes when you cut your hair, it induces it to grow more. Cut your beard, it makes it grow more. And there's another purpose. So that's to make the grass grow better, that's there. There's another purpose. When you cut the grass, certain grasses only spread if they're cut. So you're inducing the grass to spread to other parts of the lawn, which are now empty, by cutting it. The second two things are awesome in Shemitah. If you're doing it not for aesthetics, but you're doing it to make the grass grow better or spread more, that's awesome. And she says, Beginos noi, mevatsim kisuach deshe l'shtei matoros. L'matros hashibocha, shadeshi yispashet b'chol hashetech u'chedome, or like I said, it grows better, or it grows out more. V'chein l'shem noi. Or you're doing it because it looks nice. You want to have a nice, you know, manicured lawn. If you're cutting the grass with the intention of making it grow better, it's going to come out fuller, right? It's going to spread more, then it's also to cut the grass. Where it's obvious that you're doing it for the sake of aesthetics. And not doing it, I don't know if there's a difference of how you cut it, right?
One way already. You don't have any empty spots.
Okay. In other words, normally, if you're doing it in order to grow better, then you don't wait till it gets overgrown and doesn't look nice. You do it regularly, even if it looks nice, because you want to induce it to grow. But if you wait till it gets looking shabby, then everybody knows you're doing this because your lawn looks shabby. You're not doing it necessarily to make it look. So then, you have to, what's it called, ask a shaila, because if in fact you're going to do it and it's going to make it grow better, even though your intention is that is for aesthetics, it could be still awesome. So then you have to see what the metzius is. What is this cutting the grass going to accomplish? And also, there's another possibility. If you don't cut the grass, it's going to, what's it called, ruin the grass. It's going to, whatever reason, it's going to, what's it called, go off color, or it's not going to continue growing. It's going to die. I don't know how that is. Well, that's going to...
the bottom part of the grass gets brown.
Okay, if it's irreparable, or it's reparable with a lot of money after Shemitah, then that could be called irreparable damage. Then even if your intention is for the sake of the grass, not for the sake of aesthetics, but then we said that if it's to save the grass from damage, irreparable, significant damage, then it could be also mutter. So that also, there's three possibilities. Totally for aesthetics, and it's clear like that, then l'chor should be mutter. Where it's for aesthetics, but it's also going to help, then you have to ask a shayla. Where it's for the sake of what's it called, saving from snakes and things like that, and it's overgrown, then we said there's different ways of dealing with that, because then you don't have to cut the grass, you could just kill it or whatever, kill the weeds or whatever. And there's a third possibility that you do want the grass to get better, But because if you don't do this, it's just not going to be good grass, it's going to be dead grass. So then, to save it from dying or from having irreparable damage that will cost a lot of money to repair, right? Or it's not irreparable, but it's irreparable without a lot of money, then could be all sorts of mutter. So therefore, stam to gut the grass, stam, right, on a regular basis where it's not really that important aesthetically, is mistam also doing shemitah. Right, I don't.
Especially after the wild boars came, they just ripped
it up and turned plastic. I hear. But there are definitely people that have nice manicured lawns here. I mean, in Chutz Lars is more like that, or in Savion is more like that also. But here it's not. I don't know. I don't think.
Moshav
used
to have.
Used to have what?
There used to be a lot of people with grass.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
What happened? I had too much hashbah here. What happened exactly? That people.
A lot of the grass died last shmita because people were over enthusiastic.
Over enthusiastic of what?
In not watering it.
Oh.
And,
really?
I know that we lost stars because of that.
Okay, so so you never replaced it?
No. I'm serious.
Huh?
What if you get a goat and you 10 or so in your yard? Are you considered it cutting your grass or it's just eating? And
We'll get to that. There's other things also. The goats fertilize the lawn too. We'll see what there is. It's not so partial. There's another. I have a shayla here from last shmita, or maybe two ago, with a question mark and no answer. When you cut the grass, can you leave the cuttings on the grass, or do you have to go with those big vacuum cleaners and vacuum them up? Why? Because it's like fertilizing. Because leaving the cuttings fertilizes the grass.
Well, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, smothers it. If your grass is too high and you leave it, it'll smother the grass.
Oh, so that usually can be okay, I was under the impression that maybe that's what I have a question mark. I don't know.
The difference is whether you cut your lawn regularly, so it's a small amount of cuttings, and then it does fertilize, but if you wait till your grass is very tall.
And then you bury it under the cuttings.
And then it's buried, yeah.
I hear. Okay, so, but if leaving the cuttings fertilize the thing, then you have to take them away. And obviously, if they smother it, you should take them away too. That's what you cut your grass for. So, in either case, the harder you take them away. Okay, well, at least we got back to it.